StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. Today, I would like to welcome Robert here in our virtual recording studio. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Nice to be here.
It's totally my pleasure. And today we thought we give our interviews a little bit of a twist. Of course, we'll introduce you as the CEO of Liz Smart Office, spelled L-I-Z, if I'm correct.
That's totally correct.
But the main thing you can use Liz Smart Office for is getting people back to the office, reusing your office space and getting people back to work in the office. And so instead of focusing on the software, we're focusing more a little bit on the topic office, home office, and how to get employees back to the office, because it appears to both of us, this is right now a pretty hot topic. I'd like to say a thank you to StartupRaven.com, the most easiest and efficient way to get your fundraising started and connect to investors and corporates. Learn more and get early access down here in the show notes, StartupRaven.com. That said, Robert, can you introduce yourself just a little bit to our audience?
Sure. So my name is Robert. I'm right now 35 years old, the CEO of Liz. Liz was founded like 4 years ago in Berlin. So before that, I was product owner, product manager, and all of the product director title that you can have in many different kind of software as a service agencies and companies like Searchmetrics, ProductsUp, and some other places. So before that, it was always like building software that help customers understanding their needs, getting their problems done. More and more out of how we can optimize always the daily business, and then moving to Liz to get like how I can optimize the daily business in case of how I should work daily. And that's not only mean like in my office, that also mean like in this hybrid work world that we are now having, what means the best place to work? Is it in the office? Is it not in the office? Is it a remote place or something like this? So this is what I'm doing here. We are sitting in Berlin. Liz is like a company direct in Berlin Mitte. We have a small office where we have like our own tool in place. I'm working with at least 19 people right now, most of them based in Berlin, but we also have like 100% remote people around Germany. So we are using our hybrid work methodology by ourselves and working with a lot of bigger clients in the DACH region to get the best out of the office and out of the employees' daily work.
That would be one of my first questions. First, you did a lot of SEO search engine optimization. I do believe I would need to start doing that myself. Even though most people find me through podcasting apps, but maybe we can have a chat about that afterwards.
Yeah, sure.
I would be curious, before we get into your software, as you said, it's used for remote work. When the people get back to the office, they can basically get a slot booked, a table booked, a place booked where they stay. But I would be curious, what is your company rules, your company policy on being in the home office versus in the office? And how does it work for your company?
So let me start with this. So Smart Office, so we by Liz are not only the tool for getting the people back to the office. It's also like how I can manage my office, because it's not only that you're going to the office because you're not having like a place at home for working or something like this. It's about like who is in the office? What is my daily work? Can I work with somebody else? Is there a project where I have to work like more close together, for example, as well as what is the lunch for today? So can I book the lunchtime? Do I need like a locker? Do I need something else? Do I have a parking spot if I'm working in bigger places and bigger cities here, like in Berlin? Is it possible for me to go by car to the office? Can I book this? So all around this, Liz is like the tool to manage this kind of stuff around the office, be at home, be at the right place, using some co-working spaces as like offices as well, because you're not having like all the people at one place. We at Liz, we are working with the same methodology. You have like different kind of contingents that you can use. So is it 100% remotely overall? No, it's not. We have like time to work at home. We have time to work in the office. And out of our perspective is most often like the case, what is the goal? So why I have to go to the office? And I think this is like this black and white questions overall. Beside the question, what is the difference between remote work and home work? So I think many of us has sometimes the option, let us say, with kids, they need us at home or they are sick or something like this. And then normally or 80% of the time I'm working out of the office, but at this special cases, I have a doctor appointment or something else. It doesn't make sense out of a time perspective to go to the office 1 hour traveling or something like this. And then doing the work like for 4 or 5 hours only, going back for 1 hour and going to this appointment. So in this case, it makes more sense to stay at home, for example, doing the homework. But this is out of our perspective, not the same like remote work. So many times also before Corona and before like, let us say 3 or 4 years in the past, it was normal in some different kind of industries to working 100% remote. Is it the same like home office? No, it's not. There are a lot of agencies, there are a lot of freelancers, and there are a lot of people outside, especially in the software as a service world, who are normally working remotely. And also this kind of people need to be managed. Is it the normal case for companies in Germany or in the other kind of regions that we have? It is hard to explain that after Corona, you have to go back. So out of a company perspective, you have to think of, okay, why I want as a manager or as a C-level, why I want these people always come back? Is it about like the work? Is it about like it was before normal? So we come back to normal and go to the office again. And I think, and as you can see in the CV from my person, you have to think about this out of a data-driven perspective as well. So is it like good that you are coming back to the office? Is there enough space? And there are a lot of questions between like this black and white. You have to go back to the office. There is no home office. I want to be like 100% home office or something like this. So a lot of questions open before you can already think about like a concept for your company. And I don't think also there is like a blueprint for a company, what you has to do, to make like hybrid work done. You can only getting the right questions to answer them for yourself. Do I have enough space in the office also after these years? Do I want to have this space in the office? Because it's always about like budget. It's going higher and higher out of a price perspective in the bigger cities. Does it make sense to have like offices for 100 or 200 people big when I only has like 100 or 200 people? Is there really the necessary behind that I have for every employee an own desk, for example? The next question that you need is what kind of industry I am. So is this an industry where I need like a special place in the offices? It's about data protection. It's about like people data. It's about like socializing and so on. And the next question is always what kind of role and what kind of department I'm working with. So is this in my department necessary to be like always in the office? So, and there are departments and there are also roles and jobs where you have to be there. So as a manager, I have to manage my team. Is it possible to do this 100% remotely? I think yes, in some kind of departments and some kind of companies, it is possible. But always don't forget the socializing. It is also important that you have like coffee breaks in a real person in the office, talking about some stuff, getting each other a little bit closer together. And I think these are also some soft facts beside the hard facts to be like part of the office. And I think the bigger discussion is coming always like we as a human, we are loving our comfort zone, right? We are learning in the last years, 2 or 3 years back with Corona. Yes, we can do our office or our work from home, and we do not have to go to the office so much. And then it was easier for us. We are learning this. This is now our new comfort zone. But more and more it is like, do I really have the place at home to do my work in this quality that I need to do? Ask this yourself. Like, do you have your own space for working? Is it like in my kitchen, a small place, and I put on or off the laptop? Or is it really like a desk with a real chair, with the nice internet connection, with a camera, when we're talking about remote work? And I think here we see like some difference between like, sometimes I can do home office because of some appointments, or I really work remotely. And this is also the question. So what we see, and this is not a blueprint, this is more or less like what we learned over the last years with many of our clients, is there is no blueprint that you can have like per company. You have to do this really as a concept for yourself, and learning by doing. That means like giving yourself the opportunity and the possibility to use the feedback from your employees to change it a little bit. Try it and then change it. The first concept will be not the last one. And there is so much like attributes that you can change, like some smaller stuff. Like, let me only say it like, do I want to book like per hour? Do I want to book like per day? Is it like half day? Do I have like some splitted work or something like this? Is it that I want to book like only this type of resource, like meeting rooms and so on? Do I have enough meeting rooms for this kind of projects? And all this kind of other stuff. And you can try it. And I think like the best thing is try it, and then always trial and error as you like doing this with a normal software as a service project. What we see and what we can give you as an hint here is, it's not black and white with, yes, we are allowing home office or we are not allowing home office. Try to work with contingents. So what we see is, what will get more and more in a better quality, is using different kind of contingents to, for example, say, this kind of employees in our company can have like 2 days a week home office, or 1 day a week they can book home office. And also possible, what kind of places I can book in the office then, also working there with contingents. And I think this, especially behind like asking yourself the questions, what is important for me as a company to get the people back to the office, going in the right direction. So don't try to say like, hey, you have to go back to the office because it was normal before. Thinking about like why I want to bring them back to the office.
That was quite a monologue, I have to say. For me personally, I have been looking through different companies here and how much they are here in Germany require people to be in the office. There are some where you, as a general rule, do have home office. For example, Bayer, Mercedes-Benz Group, Sartorius, Vonovia, and so on and so forth. Then there are where the leadership, the management team, and the teams decide individually, BASF, Bain, BCG, BMW, Bosch, Continental, Daimler Trucks, E.ON, Fresenius, Lufthansa, are in this group. And then there are with required days in the office. Adidas, 3 days a week. Allianz, 4 days a week. Amazon, 3 days a week. Beiersdorf, 3 days a week. Commerzbank, 1 day a week. Deutsche Bahn, 1 day a week. Deutsche Bank, 2 or 3 days. Deutsche Börse, 3 days. And personally, I don't know, what motivated those people to really set up those rules, and if they do make sense for the general company. But I do get like the impression that a lot of people want to have people back in the home office for the very simple reason that they do believe that they are not productive there, that they are not working as hard when they're in the home office. That's something I even got from a lot of interviews. That's why the companies want to require the people back to work. And if I do have some experience, if you don't lure people with incentives to do something, it's really, really hard to force people to do something. As far as I know, the only system in which really the command structure really works like that is the military. In all other structures, I would personally take a different approach. So I would be interested in terms of your clients. What is the general rule and what you've seen as like exceptional perks to getting back to the office? Because when you started talking about stuff like that, I was really first thing, lure people back to the office. First thing that went through my mind, donuts.
Yeah. I mean, like, let me start with this one. I see the same with all of our clients that they are using this kind of, let me call it like contingents, like 2 or 3 days back to the office. We have to say it's not easy to have it over all departments, always the same rule. There is always different kind of job titles, different kind of jobs. Some parts has to work from the office also before. They will never have the option with home office, for example.
Personally, I would say if you have to take care of the utilities, if you're a receptionist, if you're working in the mail service, I don't see how you can work from home. But there are a lot of jobs, especially in the service economy, you could basically do from home. Maybe even better, you don't get disturbed that much. And maybe even your way to the coffee machine is not as long. You never know.
That's true. That's true. Let me go to the second part. How we can go back to the office, not only with donuts. Donut is always a good approach, I would say. But it's not good for your health. So if you're thinking about like health of your employees, not doing like everyday donuts, move it a little bit. But we are working with an incentive. We are calling like, it's not about like sales of our cool tool. It is a cool tool, but we are saying that incentives are working, and incentives are working if you're doing this as a gamification factor. We are calling this in our platform Office Heroes. So you get like points if you're booking in the office, and if you're going to the office, you get more points than working from home. And this you then can change, for example, for a lunch or for some cool fancy stuff. So this is like a gamification factor for an incentive to get this stuff done. Is it the point why the people then come back to the office? I would say no. I think this is one tool to make it like funnier and make it more attractive to go to the office. I think the most important thing is how I can work in the office with my teammates together. And to make this better, think about like, is my office attractive enough for hybrid work or this office 3.0? I think this is a really important part, because if you're thinking not only about like home office or the office case, what is the negative feedback we always get from our employees in bigger kind of companies? It's always about like there are not enough meeting rooms. It is too loud in some spaces and so on. So think about how you can make your office better to come back. Let me call it like this. And there are some options around this. So thinking about like, do I have to move like the building to get like more meeting rooms? No. Thinking about like telephone boxes, some quiet areas and so on. Manage this with tools to make like all these areas available. And that's right. Not every people always have the option to book home office. So make it clear which department or which role or which people can do what and out of which kind of reason. I think this is also important. Make it transparent why you can do this and this and this and this not. I think this is also important, because the trust factor, yes, I agree, that is an important part in the news and in podcasts and so on. But is it really the fact why you want to get back the people in the office? So can you have more quality when the people are sitting in the office?
That is a question, and I'm not sure if it's an age thing or not in the management community, because if you go to the managers tending towards 30s, 40s, you're definitely in the incentivized stage, because they also do understand that talented people are really hard to come by. That's why in Germany, we've seen right now something that has not happened before, because companies in Germany used to hire on the forecast of their sales. Now they hire to have a bench of talented people abstracted from the revenue forecast in order just to get their hands on the talent. So that is one perspective. But if you go to people in leadership going out of the 40s into their 50s and their 60s, it's not like a black and white picture again, but I'll see predominantly people who want to have them back in the office. They don't understand, they don't want either, or they actually see in reality that the people in the home office are not more productive.
I think this is a really important point that you mentioned, the talented one and the hiring, because I mean, all of us who are working, especially in the software as a service world, who can hire developers directly in the same city where the company is? I don't see this. I mean, like going to LinkedIn or whatever, or going to some HR agencies and try to find like the right talent for your team. And this especially in the region where your department or where the building of the headquarters is. Mm-hmm. It's not possible somehow. And if I really go for talents, and this is why I also have developers who are not working in the same town. They are working from Berlin, especially like 2 hours away. They are coming sometimes, but other people are working like far away from us in Germany. So that's the case. And that was not the first company where we have it like this, especially like with software development. Other kind of cases, when you mention like management, I would split like the age from a management perspective, especially. This is what I mentioned before with, if you am a manager, my job is not only like from 9 to 5 doing this stuff in a project. It is also to manage my team. And managing is also with socializing. So that means like manage people is always together with seeing these people, getting a good feeling, getting a better understanding from each other, working together. And I think this is where it comes from, that I want to see my team. And this is an important part of a working team. But I think you cannot compare two different kind of worlds here. So there will be software as a service companies who are working 100% remotely and it's working. And you will have other kind of companies who are working like 0% remotely. They will be in the office and it works also 100%. So it really depends on how the company and in which industry the company is working for what kind of goal. So, and this is what I mean. It's not black or white. You have to define it for your company. What is the right way?
And also you have to kind of retool yourself as a manager, as a leader, because it used to be the case that you just had to sit in your office doing some work and make sure the team stays until 10 till the work is really done and then go home as well. But now you don't have like physical control. You don't feel as empowered as he used to. Plus it is always a different thing if you sit in a fancy corner office in the 30th floor of a skyscraper instead of at home like me looking at the wall with plaque acoustic foam. So there are two quite different situations right here. But I do understand we need to relearn and retool ourselves to lead completely remote teams, because my personal feeling is that the home office and the tendency to the home office will not go away anytime. In the future, I do assume a lot of companies will, as I already see with many startups here, because they're always taking up the most recent trends, they'll start to really get remote only, have a contingency, some meeting rooms bookable in a co-working space, and then basically work remotely from everywhere and just have a legal mail address somewhere, mailbox.
I think it's a skill factor. I mean, like every person at different kind of skill sectors. As a manager, you are talented in communication, for example. You are talented in managing these people and so on. And I think one new skill factor is, can I work remotely? So is it possible that I have like the discipline to do remote work? If I'm in the office, the motivation itself is, other people are seeing this. I'm around other people. It motivates me for working. But it's always the case, like the balance between motivation and discipline. Motivation is good enough somehow, sometimes, but what brings me like to the goal is always, or what brings me over the line is always like the discipline. And it is like the case in the office, and it is like the case in the home office or in the remote work. I think it is a skill factor for a person. It is important if you're looking or hiring for new talent people, what kind of people do I really know? And yes, I agree. If you're looking for a facility manager or office manager, home office is good if you have appointments or something like this, but I need you to be like in place there. And the same for many kind of other jobs. So, and in this case, it's more about like how I can the office like be productive enough, nice enough, to be like part of the new work, and do I have the right tools in place to manage all this stuff? And as a manager, I also totally agree with you. You need the factors or the skill set. Can I manage a team between like remote and office? What I has to do as a manager to build this up? Do I need like some new structures, some new processes to manage this kind of things?
Have you seen any place where there's kind of toolbox, a lot of interesting collections on how you can retool yourself, what other people have learned? Because learning from the books is just basically trial and error of other people. And the more you read, the more you avoid that. And I do believe a lot of the problems of entrepreneurs, because why they need to fail so often is because there are no books about what they're doing. So do you see like a blog, a newsletter or something like this, or a few of them that really could help the people listening here to really get into this new modus operandi in managing people in their respective home office?
Not yet. It's out of my perspective. It's a really good idea to manage this with a blog. We are working with a lot of agencies and companies together who are helping to creating a better office. But this is also then especially for one company or for one customer in this kind of case. So let's stay here together. I would say, Joe, have more and more podcasts around like this topic and going like step by step in the right direction. What I have to do? What are the right questions I have to answer myself to be like a good manager for remote people? Having the right office for getting the people back, and what are the difference in the different kind of areas, for example, because it can be, or we see this, it is a little bit different if you compare, for example, Germany, your UK or US or something like this. It's always really different there.
Well, actually, very wise words. That was the first step towards a remote hybrid work in the future. Robert, I'd like to thank you very much. Everybody who'd like to learn more, you can go down here in the show notes. There'll be a link to your personal LinkedIn profile, as well as to Liz Office and the Office software, your company website. And I usually close out with two additional questions. One of them is, are you open to talk to new investors? Because I do know a lot of investors are listening to this.
Yes. We are always looking for strategic partners and investors. That's always an important part of our work. We think like putting the work there together makes a lot of sense.
And one question, would you consider yourself for a very large investor to be counterweight of their commercial real estate, meaning the value of their offices go down and Liz Office, the software goes up? Would you see that kind of a hedge for them?
I think yes. Let us discuss this part. I think all of this kind of cases can be interesting cases for the future. I think we see a lot of like switching, especially in the office real estate world right now. We're seeing a lot of potential there and opportunities there. So we are open for some good talks about this.
And the last question, as always, are you looking for talented people, and how many days do you require them to be on site?
We are always looking for new talented people, especially for the development, for the HR, for sales, and also for our CSM team. So as I mentioned before, we are sitting in the middle of Berlin. It's a cool place. It's a nice place. We are loving to work there. And I think to work there with us more than 3 days in the week, it's a good part.
Great. Robert? It was a pleasure having you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.